At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household. You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
With some of these witnesses that they've put on, let's talk about that for a moment. Trooper Paul. Let's just say Trooper Paul. I'll always remember the name Trooper Paul now for the rest of my life. What the hell was that?
Oh, Tony. Yeah, let me tell you. There's, in my opinion, there's two issues. One, he's one of these people who is terrified about being on the stand. Now, that's not a good place to be when you're a police officer and your job could be very few. By the way, people don't realize this. Very few FBI agents and very few officers ever have to testify.
Sure.
Because a lot of times the cases are rock solid. People want to plea. And so you never see the stand. I don't know if he's ever seen the stand before, but he should never see the stand again.
I don't know if he's ever spoken out loud in public before, quite honestly. I'm being mean and I shouldn't be. I feel bad for the guy because clearly there's an anxiety issue there or something. But my God. Did they not prepare him at all? I mean, and if they, why him if this is the person you're going to put on?
I think what happened is simply this. Early on, this investigation was seen as a domestic hit and run. That's what it was. And they investigated it as such. And so this is their accident reconstructionist. Early on, the attorney, Giannetti, said, listen, this was just an accident. She didn't mean to do anything. She loves him. It was just an accident. And we're going to show that, right?
Yeah.
There was never this idea of this preposterous 60-person conspiracy with 8 different agencies involved. And they just weren't prepared for this. So they should have.
They've had 2 years to prepare for this.
Exactly. They should have contracted true accident reconstructionists that do this day in and day out and have done dozens of them, if not hundreds. And I wanted to see the beautiful charts. I wanted to see the animation. I wanted to see the whole thing played out so that everybody could understand how it appears to a law enforcement expert that he was hit. And they didn't do that.
That was one of the most bizarre, confusing, painful things I've ever watched on the stand. It was just shockingly bad. And even if his facts were accurate or right, that did not communicate to the jury at all. It was confusing. It kind of almost played into someone who was too nervous to share facts. I don't know what to make of it, but for such an important piece of the case, wow, they blundered that. And it, so much so that I think she might walk. I don't know if she's even going to get the vehicular manslaughter at this point, because there's so much reasonable doubt, I think, that's been created by the defense. And I guess bravo to them for being that effective of defense attorneys. But just even an iota of a stronger case here, I think, would produce different results. But we'll see. Let's take a look at this. Dr. Renee Stonebridge talking about acute trauma to John's brain at the scene of the accident. Let's take a look.
And so from your analysis in this case, how did you characterize, in your opinion, from everything that you reviewed, as far as the injuries you observed in Mr. O'Keefe's brain?
The injuries I observed were acute injuries, meaning that they probably occurred minutes to hours.
Now, if I could turn your attention to your findings as far as when you conducted your analysis and your testing in this particular case, what, if anything, did you find as far as injuries to Mr. O'Keefe's brain?
So when I look at the brain, what I do is I look at all surfaces from all sides. And one of the things that I look for is anything grossly obvious, meaning anything I can look at the brain and see that there's something there that shouldn't be there. So one of the first things I noticed was a subarachnoid hemorrhage. And subarachnoid hemorrhage is something that occurs when you have bleeding within the leptomeninges. The leptomeninges are a very thin membrane that encase the brain and the spinal cord. And there should not be blood freely floating within the leptomeninges. So if you have a subarachnoid hemorrhage, most of the time, the causes are either a ruptured aneurysm, which is something I would see upon cutting the brain, or some type of trauma. So that was the first finding.
I was never good when they had the surgery channel. That made me cringe a little bit there hearing that. Yeah, gotta get the shiver out of my mind of cutting the brain. They've been able to establish, obviously, there was trauma to John O'Keefe, but they've had a very difficult time with any of the experts really connecting the vehicle to John O'Keefe and where he was hit, how he was hit. We have so many different experts saying this and saying that, but even her in her testimony kind of walked up to the line, but you know, could it have been a vehicle? Sure. Could it have been something else? Some falling? Sure. But never just directly, it was a vehicle strike. That seems to be quite a problem that they're having here.
I think it is a problem from the standpoint of these are supposed to be experts that give their expert opinion. And I thought she was much better than the ME that performed the overall autopsy. But I called it a soup sandwich earlier just because it's very unusual that you have an ME that seems to not actually give any opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, she just, if you suggested it could be, yep. How about, yep. Yeah. I've never seen one not kind of say, yes, but it would be unusual to produce raccoon eyes with a punch of a fist. The raccoon eyes are from internal bleeding. I mean, she says it, but then she waffles every time she's asked to go into detail about it. Any suggestion made, basically, she agreed with from either side.
I mean, are we ever really going to truly know what happened here at the end of the day? I mean, could he have, you know, maybe been a little clip, but maybe not enough to, like, hurt him? Maybe if he was struck by the vehicle, then he fell, or he lost his balance and then fell, not necessarily blown across the yard or anything like that, and hit his head that way. I mean, maybe it really was just kind of him being drunk and slipping and falling and getting up and hitting his head again. I don't know. I don't think we're ever truly going to know the answer to any of this.
Well, this is the problem with that. He has microscopic pieces of debris from the taillight embedded in his shirt. He has his DNA in the taillight. There's his glass that he, you know, took from the waterfall is in pieces all around him, and the drinking straw.
Yeah.
So I say that those three reasons alone show he was hit. No one has been able to say exactly how. I mean, I think it was a glancing blow. It hit the arm. That's the scratches you see on the arm.
Yeah.
It busted out the taillight. We know she hit him with the taillight.
Yeah.
I really don't think there's any question that she hit him. The question was, well, there's not even a question. I think she had no idea she killed him. And then this is the bad part, though, Tony. You know, they now have the digital evidence where she's driving all around before she picks up Jen McCabe in the area of Fairview. And then she goes by. And have you heard the audio where she says, "Was that you, John? John, was that you?"
No, I have not heard.
So, yeah, it's a really crucial piece. But the prosecution, Lally, really needs to piece this together so people see all this strong evidence. Why would you call Carrie at 5 a.m. on the dot and say John's dead?
There's just so much here that is not making it to the jury. And I think that's Lally's fault. I feel horrible for anybody who is there that goes, gets him assigned as their attorney. Like, oh, Lally, no, I don't want him. No, because he really blundered a lot of obvious pieces of evidence here. At the end of the day, though, the best thing for everyone, if you're just trying to look ahead and go, okay, what's going to calm reasonable people down here? I don't think a guilty verdict is going to calm anybody down. I think that that is going to just enrage the extreme Karen Reed supporters even more. I think for the peace of everyone moving on, moving forward, and all the confusion here, is it Karen Reed just walking free and everyone going, look, this was a horrible accident and we need to just move on and find some sort of peace? I don't know John O'Keefe, but I'm thinking if he's had an opinion on this, he probably doesn't want all this drama and all these people having their lives destroyed and ripped apart by the debate of what happened.
Well, this is, though, the problem where the line was crossed for me is put up your best defense. I understand it.
Yeah. But
they have ruined the lives by blaming a police officer, a Boston cop, a 17-year-old, and all the other people in that house. They have falsely accused them. There's not one shred of evidence. The 227 timestamp has been obliterated. It just doesn't exist. There's no DNA on them from any of these people. There's no drag marks in the snow. There's nothing.
I know.
And so it's a problem. To me, but your question is a good one. What would sort of calm the storm? I keep wondering if they're just going to convict her of leaving the scene of an accident that resulted in death, the very lowest charge.
Yeah.
I think it should be a manslaughter charge because I think she hit him. And I think that's also why she went driving around looking, goes by and says, "Oh, John, was that you?"
Yeah.
And then she gets two people to be kind of her alibi when she magically finds him. I think all that's, strong evidence in my view. But I hear you. There's a lot of issues. And Proctor, that's a whole nother can of worms.
Proctor needs a serious investigation. I know they are internally investigating him, but Proctor needs to find a new career, maybe at the Dairy Queen or something, because he should not be in the position that he's in, from what we've learned of Proctor. Very interesting case. Not done yet. We'll see what happens this next week.
Not done yet.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.